Hi, welcome back to this latest edition of JF Chats or JF Conversations. My guest today is Tamara Schenk. Tamara's Research Director with MHI Global. And on June the 18th, Tamara and I are going to be delivering keynote speeches at a special MHI Global event in London at the Millennium Gloucester Hotel. Welcome, Tamara.
Welcome, Jonathan. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Now, you're providing a keynote entitled Frontline Sales Manager's Dilemma, Coach, Leader, and Business Manager. And what you've said is, frontline managers are the most important role in any sales organization when it comes to sales execution, but our research shows that developing FSMs is still not high priority ranking investments in productivity. This disconnect has to be solved with holistic frameworks that addresses the FSM's challenging role. They're often competing key areas, customers, people, and business. Our FSM triangle is the foundation for effective FSM development. I'm going to have to get my tongue around that one. So come on, share with us what you're going to be talking about.
Yeah, of course. Frontline sales managers, there is no doubt that this is one of the most important roles in any sales organization, because if you just look at their span of control, if they lead 6, 8, 10, 15, or depending on industry, 20 salespeople. So this is the role who decides what they are selling, how they are selling, to whom they are selling, and where they are selling. So whenever it comes to execution, we really have to have the frontline sales managers on the same page. But if you look at the data, when it comes to investment and sales productivity, what we see is the main part of investments, more than 80%, goes to the salespeople, to the individual contributors on training, on skills, competencies, process, on various knowledge areas, knowledge transfer, enablement, things like that. It's only number 5 in this ranking is developing frontline sales managers and having a dedicated program for that. So that's one part, that is the data part. So we worked last year a lot with our clients on this phenomenon of frontline sales managers. And while everybody agrees that this is a key role, people also indicate that, yes, the role is poorly defined and there's a lack of investment and the role is really poorly enabled. So what you see in many organizations, there are management programs, but they are not specifically designed for frontline sales managers. On the other hand, you see coaching programs that helps them to learn this capability. But if they are also not connected to your sales system and to your methodologies, they don't create a lot of value. They are kind of disconnected. So what I want to share in this keynote is to talk about two models that really help us to understand the complexity of the role and also how to deal with this complexity, and then where should be the focus of frontline sales managers. So these are the key topics.
Okay, obviously I'm looking forward to hearing you again, but why do you think companies are so reticent to invest in this critical role? I mean, if we all accept, and I hope we do, that the sales team is the engine room for any company, it's the offense, and controlling that engine room is the sales manager. And if the sales manager's poor, we should expect that the sales team are not going to be performing to optimal performance levels. So why is there, in your view, Tamara, why is there this reticence?
It's a very good question, and I think we all don't have a final answer, but what we know from our data and what I also know from my own experience in leadership positions is that there is, in general, a lack in specific management and leadership development. Mm-hmm. So there is a broad range of broad offerings on management techniques and leadership skills and so on, but they're normally not designed specifically to a certain role. And the frontline sales manager role is one of the most complex roles, because we are all measured by numbers we do not control. Buyers make buying decisions. It's not the salesperson, it's not the sales manager. Mm-hmm. So there is this whole set of complexity to balance between the customer, the sales team and the internal organization between customers, business, and people. And these three areas are always competing against each other. And if people come from a sales role and this new manager role, they just figure it out on their own. And then they put what they figured out on their own, they put that in the unconscious mind and just doing that, but can't really reflect and don't have the time to think about what I'm actually doing here in this role, and maybe how could I do that more effective. And so the idea of the triangle is really to put this complexity in the conscious mind and to think about it, and I can make some better decisions. And it's a prerequisite if I have things in my conscious mind to make a next step and to drive my individual effectiveness. Mm. And the other area that's so important is, what is really our focus? So if just imagine for a moment you wouldn't have a speed limit, you're on the motorway with your wonderful car and you're really driving high speed, where is your focus? Is it windscreen or rear view mirror? I hope for all of us it's the windscreen, but you're checking in parallel in the rear view mirror. But what we very often see in organizations, they provide frontline sales managers with the same set of metrics. They are relevant for the sales leader. This is the revenue results, the results I have to measure afterwards. But actually in this role, I should really put my focus on the activities when they are happening. I should use predictive analytics and leading indicators like conversion rates and what is happening in conversations with customers, that I can adjust the activities and coach people on the related behaviors when things are happening. Mm. So these are all things that drive excellence, and these things need skills and capabilities and have to be developed.
Yeah, no, I do agree with that entirely. I'm talking about windscreen or rearview mirror. I think if I was driving in Germany, it would definitely be windscreen. But if it's in the UK, I'd be definitely rearview mirror, looking for that blue flashing light. You know, one of the paradoxes is that when I'm coaching and mentoring salespeople, senior salespeople who have ambition to climb into sales management. And, you know, I always use Pareto, as you know, and I think 80% of really successful salespeople have that ambition. They think it's the next step up. Mm-hmm. And yet when I look at the top 5% sales professionals in the world, you can see that they've spurned the opportunity to move into management, because they realise that by staying doing what they're doing and remaining successful, their success is totally dependent on their own capabilities, mm-hmm. and they're not going to be reliant on a sales team to make them successful. So the paradox is for organisations, I think, they typically, I'm not always, but typically promote their best-selling salesperson mm-hmm. to management. And at a stroke, hamstring themselves because they lose their best performing salesperson. They then, you know, push this poor person into this new role, mm-hmm. and then leave them really to succeed or die. But then I put that to someone last week, and they said to me, "Well, yes, that's right, Jonathan. But you have to realise, you know, that salesperson applied for the role when it came up. If we'd have turned them down and rejected them, we have no guarantee they would have stayed in that sales role. They'd have probably left to go and find a management position somewhere. So it was a complete challenge for us. And it's very interesting, actually, that point of view. It really is. In your view, Tamara, with all the sales managers and leaders, obviously far more managers than leaders, unfortunately, what percentage do you think are totally capable and qualified to do their job as it stands at the moment?
Yeah, it's really hard to put a number on that because it's really a number I don't have. But
gut feel.
I think what we always have to consider is people come from a certain specific expertise. So if I'm a very successful salesperson, maybe my expertise is understanding the customer. Maybe my expertise is to involve all the experts I need to make these efforts happen at the customer. And this will reflect in what I'm doing in the sales manager role.
Yeah.
If I'm more on the product part or more on the coaching part or more on putting a team together, But I think you made the most important point, and this mind shift has to happen very, very soon, that I depend on the potential of my sales team to be successful. And it means the most important thing I have to do is to make them as successful as possible. And then we were back in, how do I coach the right way? And then that's a new capability. And what I'm, what we always working on with our clients is, if you bring salespeople in this role, the first and most important thing is to help them to become coaches, because it's nothing they need in a sales role.
Yeah.
So, and closing this gap is one of the most important things. And for all other capabilities, I have to shift the viewpoint from, this is something I do, this is something I do with my team, and I have to make them successful to do it, to achieve my numbers at the end.
Okay, well, good stuff. As you know, we're time constrained for these very short chatettes. But I'm very much looking forward to listening to your presentation and seeing you again in London.
Yeah, and Jonathan, you will have a keynote too. So what are you going to talk about? Sales leadership, I heard.
Well, no, I'm not going to talk specifically about sales leadership, because you know me well enough. We talk regularly. I want to take a bigger picture view of what's going on in selling, and I want to look at, you know, I want to look, it's very difficult to look too far ahead, because, you know, we've seen more changes in the last 3 years than we've seen in the previous 50. But I want to try and provide a perspective of how I believe frontline sales professionals and sales leaders can succeed as we move forward. And I have a few sort of, I think, unique viewpoints, which I'm dying to share with the London audience. And I'm not giving
looking
any
very much forward to it, yeah.
I'm not giving you any more clues. All right, well, that's great. Thanks, Tamara. I know you're dashing off now on another globe-trotting event. So
yes, I'm on my way to Chicago.
Absolutely. So we'll leave all the listeners with the details. It's the 18th of June, everyone, in London, Millennium Gloucester Hotel. And you'll see underneath this recording, you'll find all the details where you can go and register. Do come and meet us. Tamara and I would love to meet you. Tamara, thanks.
In London.
In London, yes. Tamara, thanks again, and safe travels.
Thank you, Jonathan. Have a great day. Thank you.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.